BlakeRadio.com.
It's time for the most knowledgeable and informative show based around the world of professional wrestling.
Thought we weren't supposed to use that word anymore.
OWW Radio, with your host, Mr. Personality, Alan Wojcik.
It's not my fault I happen to be charismatic.
Along with the loudmouth assassin, the Spud Guy.
I just act that way to get chicks, dumbass.
The resident Aussie, Mace.
I am not going to lie to these people just because it makes them feel good.
Guest starring Kevin Scott as Jamal.
What it is, my nizzles, I got chili for shizzle.
What? It's time for OWW Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Online World of Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network and OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Our numbers, as always, 267-297-1397. If you Skype, you can Skype Sir Rockin', is two words, not one. If you get one, you may end up with some adult film actor. During the show, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll get into all the fun that happened at Hardcore Justice, including new champions, confusion, steel chairs. We'll also get into who is future endeavored on Mondays, Friday, every other day of this week. It seemed like every time I turned around, somebody was getting future endeavored. None of us have been future endeavored. Spug will be here. Mace will be here. We played some Public Enemy to try to bait Kevin Scott, Jamal out of hiding. 9:30-ish, we will talk Juggalos. We will talk about the gathering of the Juggalos, as the one, the only Necro Butcher is scheduled to be with us. We are waiting to hear from former WWE superstar Rikishi, who is going to be a part of an event we've been talking about the last couple weeks here, the tribute to the Fairgrounds 3. It is next Saturday, August 20th, at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds Sports Arena. And we're lucky to be joined by the media relations person for that event. She is known as the Belle of the Brawl. She works for Examiner.com and among other places. Lakeisha Oliver is with us. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Alan. How about you?
We're doing good. Spug and Mace are here. And I misspoke. There was a future endeavor.
Yeah.
Mace's computer was sent to the unemployment line. So now we get the great question, are you enjoying your new product?
I should hope so, because I built it.
Oh.
Specifically designed to be awesome. Mind you, Windows 32-bit edition, I no likey. 64-bit edition, thumbs up.
Now, the Spud Guy is also with us. He is recovering from a training session. So
no.
If there's, okay,
training
gym.
Was Sunday. I was at the gym.
Ah, okay.
All was bumping right. Up the muscles.
That's what I figured.
I was doing a shit ton of cardio. Half an hour, 40 minutes on a bike. So.
That's all?
I'm a smoker and fat. You hush.
Hey, I've lost 50 pounds in 2 years and have married to a personal trainer. What do you think?
You're married to a personal trainer.
Yes, I am.
Who's also in the business.
That's why you've lost.
No. I lost the 50 pounds on my own. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, while we're waiting for Rikishi,
I'm still trying to find him. Let's see if we can get him to call in tonight.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for him, we'll get into some WWE talk because there were 8 people let loose from developmental. Now, none of these names are going to mean anything to anybody, most likely. A couple of them will. One, Lucky Cannon, recently on NXT, actually former FCW heavyweight champion, and they actually had some hopes for him, gone. Tough Enough contestant Ariane, who I'm still not figuring out how she got re-signed, also gone, and then 6 other people nobody seemed to care about, because they would have been mentioned. This past Friday, we had tons of fun because we got to play the Future Endeavor home board game. Released this Friday, Vladimir Kozlov, Masterpiece Chris Masters, Melina Perez. Yeah, again. Melina Perez. And thanks to his uncle announcing it on Facebook, Smith Hart, Harry Smith gone. Gail Kim left on her own. She actually had said on her Twitter, we're social networkers here, so she said, hey, just wanted everyone to know that I officially quit WWE on Monday, so thank you, WWE fans. This won't be the last you see of me. Love you. She also said, everyone sounds so upset or concerned. Trust me, it's the best thing ever. Now my life can begin. All the negativity is gone and control over my life. No one can hold me down. No one can hold me down but me now. Okay. I don't know if she's trying to make some hip-hop lyrics there.
Something.
Melina Perez went on realmelina.com, did a 4-minute blog where I didn't listen, but apparently she cried a lot. She was crying big time because she tried to go into Monday Night Raw last night and was not allowed in the building. Big shocky. Okay, Mace has just found something for us that Gail Kim announced last Friday that she had quit WWE 4 days earlier, revealed tonight on the microblogging website that WWE is keeping her under contract until it expires? Ouch.
Really?
Yeah, she wrote, this is the current situation for everyone's asking. I quit last Monday. Apparently after 5 years of working for a company where I was not utilized or appreciated, I am now for some reason valuable enough to keep under the remainder of my contract so I can't work elsewhere. Controlling? I vote yes. They posted a whole bunch of stuff. Melina put stuff out there. John Morrison put stuff out there. I'm tired of reading tweets and everybody here. Kozlov has remained quiet. Chris Masters put some stuff out saying that he was surprised by the move. He's optimistic. I can announce we are in the works of having Chris Masters on this program in the next couple of weeks. We spoke with his promotion people. So I'll go to our guest contributor for the moment here. I mean, we saw what happened with Gail on Monday Night Raw. She rolled out of the thing. I guess Melina did about the same thing. But of any, are we surprised by any of these releases, and are there more coming? Is this the post-WrestleMania stuff just a little further back? Or is this pre-Survivor Series? What do you see when you read the tea leaves here?
When I see all this stuff, it's just like every other company in this country. We're all having to go through layoffs and downsizing, and since they're not making as much money as they would like, they have to cut some of the fat, and unfortunately when they have to cut some of the fat, it's somebody's paycheck. So I see at least another one coming before the end of the year, if not before WrestleMania or after, because they do this cycles.
To you, Spug, are we upset about anyone, or was this, okay, cool, you're gone, I didn't even know you were under contract.
It's the annual thing. Usually most of the people who get cut end up back in the company at some point. So, I wouldn't be surprised to see Kozlov back or Masters back.
Masters looks dope.
Masters will probably be back.
Third time's the charm, maybe?
All right, the first time he came in, he was so roided up and had no idea. He really couldn't work. And now The second time, you could see he was considerably smaller. He'd improved a hell of a lot as far as his basic skills were concerned. And I think, you know, third time he'll probably put the whole thing together. Kozlov, I could see being back. And the Melina thing, I think they should have fired Melina after Mania with what she, you know, with her, her comments.
Yeah, I mean, well, to Mace, we speculated that a while back. We thought what was going on. And it looks like we have someone on the line. Is this our super special guest star?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Rikishi!
How you doing, brother? Thank you very much for taking the time to have me on the show.
Oh, we're glad that you were able to join us here. We were just talking... Yeah, he's been everything. He's had one of the best careers you could ever talk about in wrestling. When you hear stuff like this, we were just talking about the recent releases of Melina, Vladimir Kozlov, Chris Masters. Do you get chills when you see that kind of stuff going? You know, at least I left on my own terms and I didn't get this kind of treatment.
Well, first of all, I'm not on this show here to kind of blabber about other people's business. Mm-hmm. As far as those that got released, it's sad case that what happened, but it is what it is, and welcome to professional wrestling. But I'm out here to talk about the Territory League, the hottest new face in professional wrestling that's about ready to hit worldwide.
Okay, well, explain it to us, because we've seen it on your Twitter account, we've seen it on Facebook. Explain what's going on with this, because it looks intriguing.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you to the fans out there that's been going into the territoryleague.com. It's basically a new concept of professional wrestling of city versus city, cities representing their own cities. And if you haven't been able to go on in there and check it out, I encourage everybody to check out this new face of professional wrestling. Basically, it's a little bit of everything, the heavyweight division, tag team division, the Lucha Libre. As we know, there's a big Latino following out there throughout the country and throughout the world. So we try to mix it up and give a new face to professional wrestling. So I encourage you to check it out there.
And you can follow him. Please say your Twitter name, because I messed it up a couple times and I was trying to get it. Is it The Real Rikishi?
It's The Real Rikishi, and also okay. You can follow the Territory League, the Territory League.
And do you also, I may have read it wrong online, but are you involved with an actual training school in California, or was that a misread?
I'm begging you guys to do your homework before you have me come on your show. We have an academy school that's out there in Los Angeles. We run a company that we do overseas productions, run shows, basically take all the guys that are released from the companies and they're able to come out to work overseas, such as places as Australia, Italy. I'm happy to say that we branded, we were the one that spearheaded Knox Pro Entertainment on the Hulkamania tour out in Australia. So we do a little bit of the academy school in Los Angeles. And not with the Territory League.
You're involved with this wonderful event that's the money, I believe it's $2 every ticket next Saturday goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you were with WWE, was that one of your chosen charities that you were a part of? Or what was your charity work like when you were in the company?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, this charity, Make-A-Wish Foundation, I was always, during the time being with the company, I was always being asked and wanted to do stuff like that, front and center with the kids and those that need help and so forth. So being asked from Nashville, Tennessee, Mark is a promoter up there, if I wanted to be a part of their event there on August the 20th, I went ahead and said, no doubt, you know. So Make-A-Wish Foundation, I encourage everybody in your city that you guys get involved with kids and stuff like this.
Well, Rikishi, I can tell you, this is Lakeisha. I work with Mark up here in Nashville, and the fans are very, very excited about seeing you and Brian Christopher tagging back up again against Sigmund and David Young. And there's been a lot of talk, and they have, it has been nothing but positive.
Nashville, if you're listening, I'm coming at you August the 20th, and I'm looking very forward to this event. It feels like a reunion on my part of Too Cool with Brian Christopher, and he's a longtime friend of mine, and I guarantee you that night we won't bust a move for Nashville.
If you live in Nashville on Friday the 19th at 11 in the morning at the fairgrounds, there will be a press conference that Rikishi's going to be a part of, Maria Kanellis, Dutch Mantel, Jerry Lynn, Hammerjack, King Shane Williams. You can come out for that event. That's open to the public.
Yes, it will be, and we will also be having we've also had scheduled all of the news stations that are coming as well. They are looking forward to helping us with this for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Sounds good. With all that talent up there in Nashville, it sounds like Nashville has a team for the territory league up there, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's always been a very, very good territory, especially when it comes to wrestling. It's always had its roots here, and it's one of the best things we've got around. And now that the fairgrounds are actually, they just passed an amendment when they had the voting this week. They actually did vote to save the fairgrounds. So this
Excellent.
Is going to be a celebration. This is going to be a celebration of the fairgrounds and celebration of everything that wrestling has brought to Nashville.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all our fans up there at Nashville. And also the fans at Nashville. It's been a while since we've been up there. Me personally, myself, so I'm very looking forward for this charity and Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I encourage everybody to come out there and do the same.
Yeah. It's a unique building. I've been there for several times to cover TNA wrestling when it was there. I know this is a loaded question, but of everywhere that you have wrestled, either in the Samoan SWAT team or in the Head Shrinkers or even when you were in WWE, are there like a top four or five venues that you can be said, I'm so glad I was able to compete in that building before my career may have ended due to injury or personal reasons?
Well, number one, it'd have to be Madison Square Garden. Anybody that's in this business, once you wrestle Madison Square Garden, the Big Apple, you've pretty much done it all. And number two, I'd have to say my hometown of San Francisco, California, the Cow Palace. I was born and raised out towards that way, so it was always a big deal for me to go back home and perform in front of my friends, and family that I grew up in. And for Memphis, Tennessee, I'd have to say Mid-South Coliseum. Those people out there, the people in the south of Memphis, Tennessee, it's like no other fans I've ever wrestled. I mean, they dig professional wrestling. They love professional entertainment. Memphis, Tennessee wrestlers has a different way of performing. Of course, we know Jerry the King Lawler has set that up. So with that being said, I'd have to say overseas too as well, Wembley Stadium. So there's so many arenas that I can go down the line, but those are the kind of the four that sticks out in my head.
When we had Samu on before he went into the New England Hall of Fame, we asked about working for the world-class territory back in the day, and he talked about just trying to get to the ring in the legendary Sportatorium. Do you have any memories of being in that building? Did it resonate in your mind that I'm in a real historic venue and, oh, my God, I got to get from here to there and not get killed?
Well, Texas was crazy, man. Sportatorium is Sportatorium. Self-explanatory. The new crew coming into Texas with world-class wrestling, we came there for one reason, and that's for us to be seen and be known all over the world as far as on television during that time. Texas was a hot place for us. It was a hot place for all the wrestlers, anybody who was trying to break in. But it was, the fans there was crazy, man. I mean, just fighting to try to get through the ring, I validate that. I mean, plenty of times it's like we're both watching each other's backs and somebody's going to jump on us or come out of nowhere, try to cold cock us out of nowhere. But you know, Sportatorium's got its own vibe, it's got its own history, and we knew then that the only way for us to kind of be seen was to make noise out there in Texas, and working with Devon Harris gave us that opportunity.
Do you miss that kind of era? Do you wish that was the way wrestling was now, that there wasn't the dominant WWE, TNA, that the territory system still existed so that stars had a place that they could come to you in California, they could come here to Florida, they could go everywhere?
Well, you know, I miss that vibe, but we damn sure don't miss the payoff.
I don't think that many people do.
No, I mean, you know, of all the guys that are in the business today, you basically come in when it's all gravy. I mean, for those that paved the way before me, and back in the day, it was rough, man. But you had to love this business to be able to get into it, and that's exactly what happened towards our way, you know. And we had to go through a lot of channels, but seeking an opportunity to be able to get up to the bigger and higher shows. Which means you were going to get a lot more of a security for your family once you're able to make it to the big show.
Now, one of our chat room listeners, Jersey Girl, wants to know, my favorite moment as a fan of yours was when you gave Vince McMahon the stink face. Whose idea was that? Vince's or yours or someone in the creative department?
I'd have to say it was pretty much myself in the creative department. It was a rib, actually, on Vince, you know? And I put that one out for all the fans throughout the world. I mean, how many times you get to go to work and get paid to stick your ass in your boss's face? You know? So that one, that shot out there, that move there, during that particular night, went out to all the fans.
We had an email to online radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com from Mike Ligori. Wanted to know, later on in your career, you had changed your look and your aesthetic, and I always felt that it was like a tribute to Yokozuna. Was it any way related to him, or was it just a fashion choice?
No, it was actually a concept of both with the creative company up in WWE at the time. They wanted to do a spinoff off of Yoko, but I didn't want to do exactly the same type of deal that Yoko did. I mean, I could never fill Yoko's shoes, nor would I even try. And that's the reason why the blonde hair came in, the dancing came in, to kind of have my own identity. But most definitely, you know, I was blessed to have that opportunity, and also blessed to carry the character to where the people loved it.
The Hulkamania tour, do you wish that had gone on longer than it did, or do you think it worked for the time that it was used in Australia?
Well, it had gone on as long as we wanted to go on. I mean, we were the ones that spearheaded the whole deal. Not for entertainment, for the record, and a few other of our guys had actually taken a Hulkamania tour out there. I felt, you know, for the 2 weeks that we were out there, it was long enough and good enough for the people all of Australia, and it was a successful tour, and I was happy to be a part of that.
We've got just one more. Oh, good, that's not what I want. Actually, we're pressed on time, so we're gonna let you go ahead and get back to everything you've been doing with your new website endeavor.
Yeah.
Is it Territory League, all one word, no spaces, just so I make sure we get it right for the fans?
Yeah, it's all Territory League in one word, territoryleague.com. Matter of fact, it's on right now in the West Coast. It's free. It comes on at 6 p.m. here in the West Coast time, 9 p.m. your time out there, and it shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. So I encourage everybody to go in there and check it out.
And don't forget not this Saturday, it's next Saturday, August the 20th. Tribute to the Fairgrounds 3, the benefit of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. General admission is 10, VIP is 15. The VIP gets you in 5:30 to 6:30 for an exclusive meet and greet with everyone. So tell Rikishi you heard him on Online World of Wrestling Radio. And thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you guys.
All righty. Coming up after the break, we will transition, hopefully, into some Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We will hopefully be speaking with the one and only Necro Butcher next on All Out World of Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on.
Why do you always just end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're
Shut
not
up.
The host of the show. Will is the producer.
Shut up.
Producer of the show.
Shut up. For the trunk route parts.
Why does Rob Parks do it? We waited forever for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob.
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William S. McConnell, and for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait.
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. Wow. I insulted myself real bad. Wow. All right, when everyone was listening to that, forget about it now. Forget. Wow. God damn it, jobber.
What I do?
Right. I'm Rob Buzz, your godfather tree, for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was. Peace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best known internet wrestlers today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Brett
Derry.
Candice McDowell.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the greatest of all time.
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson. Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com.
Check it out today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
Yeah, this is the black machismo for all you guys who out there thinking, who could this possibly be? Yes, the one and only, yeah, man, this is on top, and this is the OWW. Yeah, one more time, yeah, OWW, one more time. We'll see it again. It's the OWW, and this is the home of the black machismo. Oh, yeah!
Thanks to Rikishi for stopping by to talk about the tribute to the Fairgrounds 3 on Online World of Wrestling Radio. We've got a special announcement, it appears, from Crossfire Entertainment LLC. So who better to give it to us than the big boss himself, Marcus Pistorius. Thanks for joining us. What's going on?
Well, not a problem before I get into anything. For two things. One, I tuned into your show to listen to Rikishi's thing, and during those commercial breaks, I've heard, I think, every wrestling thing in the entire business that you guys played, for one. And two, I had to smile when I was waiting on hold to listen to the Jay Lethal promo, because I love me some Jay Lethal. So to hear some black machismo put a smile on my nights. I appreciate that stuff.
All right.
There. But, well, I texted and said, you know, big announcement, you know, no one knows about this yet, and I wanted to make the announcement here first. Wonderful. It will be press released tomorrow, but a big partnership came about. I was going to let everybody know. The only people that knew about this was Hammerjack and I, and the people involved. Lakeisha would have known about it tomorrow, but a secret that some people may know, some people may not know. I don't know if you know, Alan, tell me right or wrong, if you knew about a wrestling movie coming out next week on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something about this.
Yeah, well, there's a wrestling movie coming out on TV. It debuts next Wednesday, August, that's the 17th, yes, mm-hmm. 17th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, starring Laura Bell Bundy. It's about wrestling in the South, and it airs on the CNT Network, and I wanted to say that the CNT Network and Crossfire have partnered up together as a huge announcement to help promote the movie and future ongoings with the company.
Oh, far out.
So, wanted to, that was the first of that. It'll be our press release there. You know, that I've known some people with CNT and stuff and offered a helping hand to help them promote that. In return, we're helping each other together. So the whole promotional teaming up together has keep growing and growing, and to have a major network involved in such a company is, I believe, a huge announcement in its making there.
That is awesome.
So I wanted to let people know that, you know, it's a first for everyone to know that, minus, you know, myself and Hammerjack knew about that stuff, and the people involved at TNT helping them out. And definitely there'll be some people there on August 19th. You definitely want to be at the press conference. And there's a lot of people to be announced that are coming in the crossfire. You know, we got shows in September, October, and other big fairgrounds in November. You know, with the saving of the fairgrounds, I just signed a lot of dates. So Nashville fans, hopefully they're going to be happy for 2012. That a lot of people come, and with a lot of these WWE releases stuff, I'll just say that the people come in that are going to be coming in is going to be a masterpiece. And I'll get that, Mr. Allen.
Yeah, we're working with him, possibly not next week, in the week or coming weeks. We've spoken with Chris Masters folks, and
well, I don't know who Chris Masters is. I just said that people coming in was going to be a masterpiece. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm allowed to put it out there. No. You never know.
You never do know. But I wanted to, I figured it'd be cool to say that stuff there and everything. You know, I want everyone to tune in that's listening to this, you know, to the movie next week. You know, I've seen bits and pieces of that film. It's very good. You need to see that. You also see a bunch of Crossfire Tribute 3 Make-A-Wish commercials during that as well. You're going to see some advertisement for our stuff during that movie as well. So definitely, you know, help support their movie and stuff, you know, and it's a partnership to help promote each other that hopefully continues to grow and grow more.
And definitely don't forget that event next Friday at the fairgrounds itself. And our guest, one of our two guests next Tuesday night is Maria Kanellis. She's going to be at Luau Louie's Hula Hut in downtown 2nd Avenue on next Friday the 19th. And of course, everyone's going to be at that big press conference. So we hope that's going to go well. And you also have up on your site right now, involved with the State Fair Spectacular, September the 9th, that is going to be featuring the one and only Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Mm-hmm. So fans can go to that. And then, of course, October the 1st at the Nashville Comic-Con, there'll be some folks out there. The website, as I've been saying it for the last couple weeks, is crossfirellc.vizinvictorzizinzebraeisanderic.com. So definitely come along and check that out.
Yeah, VIP tickets are still available. They're very limited. They're $15. They will get you in at 5:30. And we still have general admission seats left for $10.
And they're available online. For fans that have not been, because I haven't, I've been to the fairgrounds since TNA Wrestling left. Mm-hmm. Are you seating it in the same type of configuration with the rampway at the far end and then the three sides of seating? How's the venue going to be set up for fans that maybe looking at coming up to Nashville?
Is this for myself?
Yeah, you can ask it. You can answer, Marcus.
Okay. No, it's completely different. It's four sides of you, and the entrance is at a corner of the ring. I've always been a fan of the corner stuff. I had always brought that uniqueness to that, and the same old. Your entrance is on the left or the right of the ring, and it's all split up. You know, we have it at the corner. We got a nice entrance. You know, we debuted that in May. You know, big truss entrance with banners and lights, and the entrance has grown more, and people will see there's more to it. It's basically an entrance that you would see on the old ECW or WWE house shows or something. It's a very professional look. Ring is going to have a brand new look to it. There's going to be a lot more advertisement stuff. You know, debut with some more stuff to make it give them more of that professional vibe and everything. You know, you mentioned October 1st at the Comic-Con Horror Fest in Nashville. We actually will be up tomorrow as well on the website. that we actually have a new show that same day at night. It's going to be downtown Nashville at Lou Louie's. It's going to be a special outdoor event. It's going to be a wrestling and concert event as part of the Beer Fest that day as well. So we got a show in September at the fairgrounds. It's probably, the fairgrounds people tell me, it's probably going to draw 10,000 plus people. They're expecting that's the first day at the state fair. It's the Demolition Derby. They're expecting huge crowds. So I'm hoping, you know, everyone come out to that at the state fair to support the Demolition Derby and Crossfire Wrestling there October 1st. We got the appearance and the show that night at Luau Louie's. More information to come with that. Signed for that event on October 1st, Brian Christopher, Hammerjack, Jerry Lynn. Been talking to a few people about coming in as well, just waiting on the finalizing of that stuff. And then you got the big show in November, November 5th at the state fairgrounds, which you want to come to the press conference. You'll hear that first there. If not the 20th, you'll hear it there about the already huge main event signed for November 5th. The huge special appearance that's going to be happening. A couple new tag teams are going to be coming in, some reformations and everything. You know, also going to talk about future dates of 2012, the saving of the fairgrounds that made the racetrack and myself happy. And we're going to start rocking and rolling and bring it back more. The fans won, and we're hopefully going to give it to them. So hopefully they'll keep coming for some more events and everything. So a lot of people coming in. You haven't seen the last of some people. Some people that you haven't seen in many years are going to be showing up as well. So you definitely, good things coming, everything, you know, the partnerships with the major network and everything, you know, new sponsors coming aboard. It'd be very good. So hopefully everyone comes out on the 20th. You know, there's only a handful of VIPs left. They've been flying. I'm sure I'll be sold out of them by the end of this week, hopefully. It's been a great, you know, response for Too Cool reuniting, Rikishi coming, and Jerry Lynn, and Cash, and Raven, and stuff. So definitely come on out. If you haven't been to one of our shows, I hope for you guys to come. Got a lot of people traveling, and Alan can't come because of an excuse. It's always an excuse, but hopefully it'll come up in November.
New job, and
hey, I'm trying.
new job, hey, you know what? You can always ask off from a new job. I've always realized that. There's never an excuse. If you want to do something, there's never an excuse.
You know where I get it from somewhere.
All right.
Put that on everybody. You go talk to Necro Butcher. That's my main hardcore man and everything. Go talk with him about what he's doing these days. I'm going to jump off here, though.
All right, thanks to Marcus for stopping by. Don't forget that press conference next Friday at 11 a.m. Nashville time. Don't be showing up at 11 a.m. thinking, oh, I'm from the East Coast. There's no time change. Yes, there is.
Oh, yes. Then you better get there early. You better get there quick because it's going to be a very, very, very big announcement.
All right, well, we're going to go try to track down the Necro Butcher, and we'll be right back after this commercial message is here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today,
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Brett Derry.
Janice Michelle.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million-Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Van Der Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson, Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling. Online. It's the site of the pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Wednesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the IntelliControl.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a
slinky. Okay, you find a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
That's fine. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for pink cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he is smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, you also ducked the free pussy that flew by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase, with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, Shinipo's following to, members, and we all start going, go, 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 go.
Alright, hang on a second. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm gonna roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LEB Rules, Chapter 7. Subsection 15.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't own this castle.
For more geekiness, tune into Otaku Talk Live, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is World War Animal. If you want the best and the most informative wrestling news, you listen for the Wojak, the Spud, and the Man Ziazi. This is World War Animal, and I listen. Oh, what a rush.
Yes, proof positive. Living Color actually has another hit besides Cult of Personality that you keep hearing everywhere. The notorious CM Punk is Online World of Wrestling Radio is back. Power of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Our friends at UltimateSportsTalk.com helping us out this week as well. Spug and Mace here. You can hear them on this network on several different programs, which we'll talk about later on. Thanks to Lakeisha Oliver for stopping by. Marcus Pistorius for dropping some knowledge on us there. We're waiting on the presence. He's in our chat room. I don't know if he's going to make his way here, but Jamal, if you hear the voices, dial the number. Dial 267-297-1397. Spug has been going through major Jamal withdrawal. And even the presence of his husband, Triple H, on television is not helping at all. But we'll try to rectify that. So
I need my favorite Negro.
Yeah, he's out there. We may end up calling him. Hopefully his very special lady friend, if we call, doesn't answer, because then we're in deep crap.
or she doesn't hear my voice.
The infamous voicemail, which may be played on OTL at a certain date further out. While we got a couple of minutes here, we'll continue talking some WWE as we were doing when Rikishi called in.
I sent out a message to a friend who knows Necro and said, hey, if you happen to talk to him, send him our way.
Yep, we're waiting on a Necro Butcher sighting. If he doesn't make it, hey, I understand. He's very busy getting ready for the Gathering of the Juggalos, which is going to take place this coming weekend. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and I wanted to bring it back around again because it looks like it's going to possibly be a reality that there will be a new one-hour show scheduled in the 8 o'clock Eastern time slot on Monday nights that's expected to become a lead-in program to Monday Night Raw. During the WWE conference call for stockholders, Vince McMahon said the show will be live and that it would be of significant revenues to the company so they can make up for the loss in the United States of NXT, which is now on WWE.com, and Superstars, which is also available on WWE.com. They are still sold to international broadcasters, so if you ever wonder, like, why are we up to NXT Season 25, Mr. Allen? That's why, because they've still got contracts out there. This one-hour program is expected to most likely be how TNA did Reaction, only this would serve as a lead-in to the show as opposed to a post-show. They do not have a set date on when, where of that. Do we really need this, guys? We talked about this before, but when you think about it a little more, does this still rub everybody the wrong way going, I really don't need this?
I personally don't think you need it. I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well just make Raw 3 hours every week. Because you remember for a while there, Nitro was 3 hours every week.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't, I mean, it didn't work out so good in the end. But if you're going to do it, you might as well just make Raw 3 hours. You don't need a lead-in program. You don't. Besides, that cuts off an hour of Law & Order SVU, and that makes me angry.
Issue with it, Mace? Because it almost feels like Spug just said, it almost feels like here in America, you're watching Monday Night Football. They do a whole Monday Night Countdown show before the game. I know for other endeavors they do that, but do we really need that for wrestling, Mace?
No, not at all. Like Spug said, you might as well go ahead and make Raw 3 hours.
Right.
I pretty much agree with that idea.
You know what gets me is those countdown shows for Monday Night Football start at like 4 o'clock.
Oh yeah, they're crazy on ESPN on some Monday Night Football. It's like, all right, we're gonna do the pregame to the pregame to the pregame to the
yeah. They start at like 4 o'clock. And it's just, it's insane. You don't need that much pregame. And it, as much as we all like wrestling, you know, I don't think you need live action shots of the crowd an hour beforehand. Unless they're gonna televise the dark matches, you know what I mean?
You could, you can, but then if you're filming Superstars, how do you do that? Do you film the Superstar matches while you're doing, you run some pre-tape stuff? Is that how you cover that up?
Well, I guess what they're going to do is a rundown of SmackDown and Raw from the previous week. So,
okay, so that could work.
I mean, I'm going to assume that that's what they're probably going to do. But you do so much of that anyway during the actual Raw broadcast. I think it's a bit oversaturation.
It'll be redundant in the scheme of things.
I tell you what, Vince, you want to throw your money away, do this. Buy up another wrestling company. Or hell, you own 5 or 6 of them right now. You might as well dust one off and bring it back and start it touring around the littler venues with your with your lesser talent, the guys that you're bringing up and that you're trying to get out there and get exposed and put it under a different company banner. I guarantee you, one, you'll get higher ratings than TNA, and two, you can spend the money on that kind of production that you would spend for an hour live whatever show you're going to do before Raw.
WWE's Got Talent or something.
No. Like, I mean, dust off the AWA name or dust off the WCW name for all I care. But seriously, you could take the talent that you have in FCW and like Zack Ryder and make your own separate company. And I don't necessarily know if it would be, it's not going to be competition to the WWE because you own it, but it's something different.
Well, let me ask Mace this, because I'm one of the few people. Let me jump in real quick.
Alan, before you ask me a question, I got one thing that adds to what Scott's been saying.
Go right ahead.
Or you could, you know, just televise FCW.
That's what I was just about to ask.
Over in Florida, so why not turn that into a more around the horn type thing? You know, put it out there to all the different networks before Raw.
Yeah,
see the talent right now, that's going to be coming up into the company.
Yeah, because right now it's only available if you live here in the Tampa Bay area and maybe a couple other areas if you have Bright House, Sports
Network. Or if you know the right hookups like myself.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was honestly, you led me perfectly where you wanted to go. Instead of doing NXT, why not do that? Why not just put it out there to the world and say, here's our future stars. This is where they come from. You, as you guys have said, you own tons of libraries on certain FCW shows. They were dropping in some classic Florida stuff. I mean, the show always signs off with the legend of Gordon Solie saying so long from Florida. I could see it happening. The other thing that we've talked about in the past, and it came up again on the conference call, was the much talked about WWE Network. This apparently will actually be rolling out with WWE executives having meetings with distributors in the coming weeks. During the conference call last Thursday, after the announcement of the quarter two financial results, Vince said it is, quote, the most compelling rollout of network in history, citing the extraordinary leverage that the company enjoys with all the content distributors. He says, quote, so we are ready to roll this out and very, very excited doing it. It's extremely well thought out and one that has to work. I don't know how anyone can say no, quite frankly. Regarding the international availability, Vin said he's not certain that they can take the whole network and offer it to international distributors, but we might be able to. Now, you had said in recent months, Spug, you get the on-demand.
I get the online stuff.
Right.
They have the WWE Classics on-demand, which is their online. Their online version of that, and it's not nearly the library base that they have, you know, in a brick and mortar facility, which kind of makes me sad because there's so much good stuff that I want to watch that I can't.
Right, but if you got your chance to, and this goes to both of you,
I wouldn't watch the network.
Okay, well, if you're offered a chance to program this, do you run, like, old-school Monday Night Raw, WCW Nitro? Do you run set programs like Class AW? I mean, AWA, unfortunately, still is on ESPN Classic here in the United States. But what would you, Mace, like to see? Let me get Mace to jump in here for a second. What would you like to see on this WWE network if you, as a fan, could pull them aside and go, you really want to know what's going to work? I got a couple ideas.
I haven't seen the 24/7 on demand, all that stuff that they've got over there. We basically get our set programs here. But what I would like to see them replay a year of wrestling. basically Monday night you would put Raw followed by Nitro from that specific week. Leading up to the pay-per-views would be on the pay-per-view date, or the closest Sunday to what the pay-per-view date was. You know, and then like Thursday night you'd put on ECW on TNN for the 3 weeks it was there. Or, you know, you put on programming blocks to try and replicate what it was like, as most wrestling fans now would have been fans during the 90s, what they grew up with. You know, your Monday night was always Nitro and Raw. Thursday was ECW. You have, I don't know, AWA on a Wednesday or something like that. Or, you know, Saturday mornings you put on Saturday Night Main Event or something.
Oh, the, hell, like the old Superstar Wrestling Challenge.
Yeah. Or you go the extras further and you go Saturday morning would be your wrestling cartoon block. Go out and buy Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling. Put that on the air, you know. Vary it up. Not just having all your wrestling shows, but get things like your wrestling cartoons, your wrestling movies. Put that there as well, if Vince would shell out for the rights. But then again, that's Vince shelling out money. Who am I to think he'd actually spend money?
Oh, he just let people go. He's got a couple bucks now.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'd spring out for the movie rights for, I don't know, Mr. Nanny.
Yeah, but he's got the WWE studios so we can watch Behind Enemy Lines 3 with Mr. Oh, wait, we can't do that. He doesn't work for that company. Bad idea. So I passed the same question to you, Spug. You say you don't want to see this idea, but do you like Mace's idea for programming?
No, no, I wouldn't. Like, here's why I wouldn't watch the network, is because if I have digital cable and I have the ability to get the on-demand service, I'm going to get the on-demand service because I can watch what I want when I want to watch it. With a network like that, I can see them probably moving Raw over to it at some point. At some point. And which is fine, but if I'm going to watch the WWE Network, I don't want to see a bunch of crappy WWE movies and a bunch of crappy, newer produced television shows starring WWE stars. I want to see the old stuff. I want to see the history of where the company and the business came from. I want to see Guerrero versus Malenko in ECW. I want to see that special night in the Georgia Dome with Hogan and Goldberg, where I damn near broke my floor in my living room jumping up and down so hard. You know, I want to see that stuff, and I don't think you're going to get that with this network. I don't.
Well, it's to be determined, obviously, what they're going to do. I have mixed feelings on it because, as you said, until I see a lineup of what's coming,
yeah,
then I'll decide. If I go with what Mace's idea is and it's cool that I get to see maybe on a Saturday night, I know they don't. I don't know if they own the rights to it, because then you can run into Turner issues. If you could run the old WCW Saturday Nights or Georgia Championship Wrestling,
they
you can
own
throw
all that
in. Yeah, so you've got the Von Erich library for fans that don't know. I mean, they own every library out there, man. According, they've got ties to overseas too.
According to an article I read about a year ago. The libraries that the WWE owns include the AWA, Jim Crockett Promotions, which was Mid-Atlantic, the WCW Library, the WCCW Library, some stuff from Stampede, and they have rights to use stuff from who it was that promoted out there in California, Oregon, and Idaho and Washington area.
And Don Owen was Portland and California. I can't remember the name of the California promoters that were out there.
But they have the ability to use that stuff. They don't own the library, but they have the ability to use that stuff. And then,
good deal.
Then they have a bunch of stuff from Japan. So, yeah,
as we've seen on DVDs that are out there.
You have this vast collection. You know, my dream, if they had a Make-A-Wish for adults, my wish would be to be able to spend, you know, 24 hours in the WWE film vault. You know, just to spend 24 hours in that vault and look at everything they have. You know what I mean?
It would be like letting Omega or you guys loosen your favorite Omega loosen the Transformers library, you two in a DC Comics or Marvel library going, oh my God.
Well, no, it's just like, I appreciate and enjoy the history. I mean, I'm a bit of a history nerd anyway, but I appreciate and enjoy the history of wrestling and where it came from. I would, at points, I would much rather sit and watch a old documentary about whatever than sit there and watch a current episode of Raw. Because some of that stuff is more compelling.
And that's the funny thing. I'm kind of along the same lines. I'll sit there and watch some of it and be like, oh God, this show sucks. I'm going to the DVD catalog. Now, we're going to move into the actual programming that's gone on this last week, which includes Monday Night Raw last night, which...
Can we skip the TNA?
I've got to at least cover the pay-per-view, Chief, so you can stay. You can sit Shiva in the corner in the box and the black curtains when we talk that one.
I can sit Shiva, hooray!
Yeah, your husband opened the show. Your husband was all over the show. Opening with hyping of SummerSlam and he wanted somebody that he could trust. He wanted someone that could lay down the law. And I'm sitting there going, okay, here comes The Rock. Bring The Rock. Here comes Austin. He's got a DVD to pimp. Here comes anybody. And the special referee Sunday is Triple H? I smell Swerve?
I was thinking about this at work today, and I'm going to call it now.
Go right
ahead. It's either going to be Johnny Ace or Vinnie Mac that steps up for CM Punk.
Well, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't want.
Than the devil you don't, right. And I wouldn't be surprised if at Night of the Champions or Night of Champions in September we have the blow off of this feud.
It could be interesting. It all depends how it plays out. Hey, look at that Facebook fix that the I can see everybody online. Woohoo! Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. We love you.
Speaking of Zuckerberg, real quick.
Go ahead, man.
And Facebook, did you happen to see that, that post from that hacker group Anonymous?
No, I did not.
They're claiming that they're going to shut down Facebook on November the 5th.
Ooh. You know,
Guy Fawkes Day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the 5th of November?
You never know what'll happen with these crazy kids out there. Jersey Girl in our chat room is thinking that it's going to be Punk versus Triple H going to Survivor Series. I don't know about her, but I see that as one of the double main events or something going into WrestleMania.
That's your Mania match. If Stone Cold can't do it with Punk at Mania, it's going to be Punk Triple H.
Is that good enough to be up there with Rock Cena, Mace, or do you think Punk it should be Punk Cena Punk Cena and Rock maybe?
you should know by now, Alan, I would prefer it to be a bag of sand and John Cena than John Cena versus Rock. I personally, I see this going the other way. I see Triple H turning around, swerving Cena and going with Punk.
It could be interesting either way. I'm surprised because we had talked about this the last couple of weeks. We thought there was going to be a stipulation or a gimmick to this as opposed to the special referee. Are we a little disappointed that we're not getting a ladder match or a lumberjack thing or anything like that?
Ladder matches are overdone. Ladder matches are way overdone. I think what you're going to end up with, what I would like to see, honestly, is Punk keeps throwing out these references to real old school stuff. I'd like to see him bring out a stipulation that hasn't been done in a while.
Uh-oh.
In a long while. You have to go back to Eddie Guerrero.
Straight wrestling?
No. You have to go back to Eddie Guerrero to see the last time it was used. In WWE.
What, that match with Layfield with the barbed wire above the ring?
No, the Texas Bull Rope match.
Oh, God. That could be interesting.
I think Cena and Punk in a Texas Bull Rope match would be interesting on two levels. One, those two you really don't see in a whole lot of stipulation stuff because it's really not their style. And two, they're so polar opposites. If you make the only way to win that match by pinfall or submission only, I think that would be a phenomenal matchup.
Could be interesting. There was actually wrestling on Monday Night Raw, but as we found out over the weekend, Rey Mysterio was injured at house shows in California, so his match with The Miz was worked purposely to get Rey off TV for a little bit. He's supposed to go for MRIs and is, I believe, announced to be getting the shot on next week's Monday Night Raw at either Punk or Cena for the WWE Championship. So hopefully Ray's knees are not being held together by, you know, Phineas and Ferb Band-Aids or something like that. We had Triple H say to him, no, you're not getting out of this. You're going to compete. So he competed against Kofi Kingston and had another very well entertained match. But at the beginning of the show, we had a little to do with Triple H. He brought John Cena out and he said, okay, well, you guys are going to have matches before you even get close to the SummerSlam. So we saw John Cena defeat Jack Swagger and found out that we were going to get to see the Money in the Bank winner, Alberto Del Rio, take on CM Punk in what I thought was a very entertaining match, Mace. I'd like to see these two go at it again somewhere down the road.
It was who and Alberto Del Rio?
It was Punk.
You know what? I probably watched that about 20 minutes before the show, and I can't remember anything from Raw for the life of me.
I really don't know...
Like, the matches, I can't remember. I can remember, like, the opening segment, the closing segment, and Beth Phoenix. That was the only things I can remember from the show.
Yeah, Beth came on, defeated Eve Torres, and to make her look somewhat credible, Kelly runs out, attacks Beth. I'm going, like, I still want that Beth's gonna kill you chance. They pipe in applause, and they pipe in boos. Can't they pipe that damn thing in? That would have been great right at that point.
I'm surprised her arm didn't break off when she hit Beth with the title belt.
I thought the title belt was going to break in half. I was like, is that one of the belts you get from Kmart, man? Or is that really the belt? Also on the program, Alex Riley defeated the U.S. champion Dolph Ziggler via DQ thanks to a smack from Vicky Guerrero. This is actually rumored to be a SummerSlam match. I'm not 100% sure it's been announced yet. Also on the program, a match that we are going to see at SummerSlam was R-Truth taking on John Morrison, working the neck and everything during the match. It was some good psychology, I thought. Is this a match, to Spug, is this a match that we will definitely get at least another pay-per-view match out? I mean, Night of Champions, I know, is going to be all championships with a couple mixed in, but would you like to see this feud go on, or does Little Jimmy guide R-Truth elsewhere after Morrison on Sunday?
I don't know.
Because he's a good R-Truth.
It's a feud I'd like to see go on, but I'd like... I'd like to see a little bit more behind it. You know what I mean?
It could happen. We can
worried
hope.
About Archer's mental state after eating all that spider stew.
Which makes you wonder, is this him? Is this the writers backstage? I mean, just sitting there typing, I'm going to talking to Jackie Feist, and I'm going, did he just say spiders? Okay. A little out there. World Heavyweight Champion Christian popped up real fast and said, I want Triple H on SmackDown. So I guess if you're in California tonight where they're taping, I think in Fresno, I may be wrong on the location there. We'll have to wait till the later hours to see some of the spoilers out of that event. We do know... The Rock made an appearance on Monday Night Raw. Unfortunately, that's the way that he was talking to John Cena going into WrestleMania. Appeared on video, and it was interesting. Definitely kept the feud going verbally. But and it was just my view on it. Maybe it was because I kept looking at the clock going long, but... Would you have liked to have seen this shortened out a little bit, Spug, or were you fine with the length of the back and forth between Punk, Triple H, Johnny Ace being there for whatever reason and Cena?
He was there. Johnny Ace was there for one reason and one reason only, to get kicked in the back of the fucking head. That's why Johnny Ace was there, and he did a wonderful job at it. Johnny Ace.
There was former talent sitting there going, damn, why couldn't I have done that on the way out of the future endeavored? Which, that bothered me. I was very surprised Punk actually pulled that card out by going, talking about the recently future endeavored, like Harry Smith and Kozlov and Masters. Did that surprise either one of you?
After his promo before the pay-per-view, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, that doesn't surprise me about Punk now. He seems like the guy who's going to turn around, he's going to take what happens away from the ring and bring it into the ring. You know, make people accountable for their actions, like he did with Triple H and all the recent firings. I like it.
His name's not DH, it's Harry. Did you go to Florida and personally fire him? Was well done. By the way, I have just received word that our favorite Negro will be calling in shortly.
All right. He will stop by. He is welcome. However, Melina Perez apparently is not welcome. Because Melina seems to forget this whole future endeavor thing means you really can't come back in the door. So she apparently tried to enter San Jose last night.
Okay, it depends. It depends on where she tried to. If she tried to come in through the locker room, I could see her being shown the door. But if she bought a ticket, that's BS.
Nope, she tried. She was not allowed, according to some fans that were in the know. Wrestling Observer reported that the Melina was not allowed in the building last night. She is currently dating John Morrison, among other people. That's a rumor. Apparently, WWE didn't want her in the building since Beth cut a promo on her during the live event. I'm just like, well, you know, you don't work here anymore, kid. Sorry. Here's some WWE merchandise for you though on the way out. But hey, SummerSlam looks like this. This is some rumored because it hasn't been fully announced yet. Some speculation, some wishing. Both WWE and World Heavyweight titles are on the line. No holds barred. Randy Orton takes on Christian. Hopefully there will be no more excrement or spitting or any kind of bodily fluids transferred. Title for title, WWE Champion CM Punk versus John Cena with the special ref Triple H. You've got Morrison and The Truth. Kelly gets her ass kicked, hopefully, by Beth Phoenix. If not, Jackie Feist and a lot of lady friends I have will riot. Announced on Monday Night Raw last night, Alberto Del Rio versus Kofi Kingston. I don't believe the case is on the line. I don't know if Ricardo Rodriguez's butt is on the line. However, I loved him ripping the San Jose Shark fans on the mic last night. I had a friend translate that, and I was like, hey, he's mocking the San Jose Sharks. Pretty cool.
Can I say something real quick?
Say whatever you want.
Because all these chicks who are getting pissed off about Kelly being Divas champion, need to shut the fuck up.
Oh.
They really do. You know why? Because we could go back to the days when Ivory was your women's champion. She has about as much charisma as a blade of grass. And most of these people, and I'm going to say something that's probably going to piss a lot of women off and a lot of our women listeners off.
Go right ahead.
Most of y'all are just jealous of Kelly because she's hot and you are a troll.
Ooh. Spug at wildtalkradio.com.
Spug, where's the kitchen?
The kitchen is that way. I require a sandwich.
Oh my God.
And I'm not trying to be misogynistic about it, but seriously, I know there are a lot of women who are upset and mad that Kelly is champion because she's your stereotypical blonde, all-American looking girl. She looks like she belongs in blue and silver with stars on her shoulders down there in Dallas in Jerry Land.
That may be her next job after Beth Phoenix gets through with her.
But seriously, if you're jealous because she's prettier than you, STF you and go away.
Yes, she's way prettier than me. That's why I'm so jealous.
You get my point.
I dig it. I understand totally what you're saying. I believe it may have been announced during Raw that U.S. champ Dolph Ziggler versus Alex Riley. Not sure if Vicky Guerrero is on a poll in this one. The one that I'm interested in, Mace, features your least favorite performer, and that's going to be Mark Henry taking on Sheamus?
Wait. Mark Henry's my least favorite wrestler?
No, the Irish dude, man.
Don't hate him either. I like making fun of him, but I give boy credit where it's true. He's worked quite well with a lot of people.
Fella.
Don't go saying I don't. Fella.
Fella.
That's Mark Henry. I love that KFC eating motherfucker.
So there may be some stuff set up tonight in Fresno to go along with this, but that is your card as of this moment. You can tune in here to Wild Talk Radio on Sunday, 11 o'clock Eastern for Russell Talk Radio. They will provide immediate analysis of the event. And yes, let the hate mail begin. I'm totally fine with it rolling in. So we'll check out Friday Night SmackDown to see what goes on there. We, and as much as Bug don't want to do, we're going to talk some TNA wrestling here because we just went through hard. All right. Well, we went through Hardcore Justice, which was the Sunday night pay-per-view. Impact, as always, before the show was interesting. Wish it had a little more lead into the stuff. But did have on last Thursday night, had Bound for Glory series, D-Von surprisingly defeating AJ Styles. RVD actually lost to Samoa Joe, only to have, Joe defeated the Pope, the Angel of the Narrow. However, his decision was reversed because he refused to release the Coquina Clutch, which, amazingly led to Joe getting minus 10. Didn't know you could get minus in the Bound for Glory series, but, we've got our, he's here. Oh my God, he is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Spug's favorite person in the world who hasn't talked to him in a while.
If you're gonna say it.
You say it. Say it. It's your tagline.
It's my favorite Necro.
Wow.
He is here. The one and only Kevin Scott is joining us. He has been able to get away from his very special lady friend to join us here on All In World of Wrestling Radio.
There you go. How everybody doing?
We're hanging in there. We're talking some TNA and stuff. This past Thursday night actually had an entertaining match, maybe because I've grown to like his work over the last couple of years. Austin Aries took on Alex Shelley to help set up the match, that took place on the pay-per-view. What you've seen so far, Kevin, of Austin Aries version 2 in TNA wrestling as opposed to when he was here a few years ago as the Austin Star, are you enjoying Austin Aries' return so far?
I'm enjoying it a lot more than the first incarnation because it's closer to the character that I've grown to love in Ring of Honor. I like this version. I like the cockiness. I still feel he has the biggest downfall is lack of selling rather well. But, you know, with the short matches, I guess some things probably are his fault, some things aren't. But I am enjoying seeing him back in action.
Yeah. And of course, we had a six-man match. It was just crazy. And of course, Sting showing up again. We had another. It's just standard. All right, contract signing. Yay! We're gonna have shenanigans and. Are we enjoying, I don't know if either of you listened to it, but was it interesting on Impact and on the pay-per-view to, you know, he's injured, TNA's acknowledged Matt Morgan's injured and is most likely out of this Bound for Glory series, but is it intriguing to anybody to have him doing commentary during this stuff as opposed to just telling them, hey, you're hurt, go home, thanks for coming? And we have crickets. Always good to have crickets.
there's really no great benefit, but I mean, if you got to do something, I guess, you know, throw them a bone.
All right. Before we get into the pay-per-view, we mentioned Crimson was a part of Bound for Glory series match, also on the show with RVD defeating Scott Steiner and Gunner. And Crimson ended up defeating RVD on the pay-per-view via DQ thanks to next week's guest in the 9 o'clock block, Jerry Lynn. Yeah, TNA Wrestling, I got Jerry Lynn because he was booked before he did his stuff with you. Hooray! So as of this moment, Crimson is your leader. He's got 43 points. James Storm is 33. Devon is 30. And then there's a logjam of Bully Ray, Gunner, and Bobby Roode at 28. It's just funny that he came in the door as Amazing Red's brother and yet Amazing Red guys and Sangriento and whatever the heck he was doing basically just left TNA. The whole traditional creative's got nothing left for me. But this isn't the first or the second time he's been out the door. Do you ever see him following? Could he go to WWE, or is he not the right size anymore?
Not the right size, not the right time in his career. If it was going to happen, it would have happened a while ago. Probably before the knee injuries.
Yeah. Anybody got objections to them doing this? I mean, is the Crimson push going to die soon? Do you think it dies at No Surrender, that even though he's in first place, he loses whatever they're going to do at No Surrender? But and we get no stuck Kevin with Nash someone.
There's no Kevin Nash there to go up against him, and no Scott Hall hit him with a taser. Oh, wait, that was 98. with a guy called Goldberg. Ah, sorry.
No, Sorokin is actually claiming he's your next world champion at Bound for Glory. I thought that was Hulk Hogan, brother.
What a bunch of options right there. Crimson's, the whole thing, it seems like he can't win because that'd just be way too obvious. At the same token, where do you really go with him? I mean, obviously, as soon as he loses that first match, what very little you have is gone.
The luster is gone from the prize, so to speak.
Well, it's been gone for a while, but the whole thing is you're trying to build him up as a Goldberg-like monster. It's really not working in the first place, but then if you're even trying to do that, you have to have him win the championship, but at this point that seems just really lazy. That I don't know where they're going to go with this.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Let's run everything else that went down. Your World X Division champion, Brian Kendrick, defeated Alex Shelley and Austin Aries in what I thought was a great opener. Your knockout tag team champions, Tara and Miss Tessmacher, retained, defeating Rosita and Sarita. The Bound for Glory series saw the Pope defeat D-Von. Couple championships changed hands. The first one was Miss Winter is your new knockouts champion, defeating Mickie James. As mentioned, Crimson defeated RVD via DQ in a six-man match that I don't think anybody cared about. Fortune defeated Immortal in a match that I thought was going to be a car wreck, but turned out pretty good. Bully Ray defeated Mr. Anderson. Mexican America fell to Beer Money, so the TNA World Tag Team titles stay at home. And once again, Kurt Angle is your TNA World Heavyweight Champion, defeating Sting, thanks from a chair brought to the ring by none other than Hulk Hogan. Which makes you wonder, was that chair shot destined for Sting, for Angle? Maybe lays them both out, Mace? Were we fine with the way this main event ended? I mean, we've had objections to Sting having the belt itself, but are we fine with Angle going over the way he did?
No, I'm not. I wanted him to go over the traditional TNA way. Corner clothesline and a roll-up. Because that's the way it, just about every match in that damn show had corner clotheslines, and at least 50% of them ended in a roll-up. So why not your main event?
Didn't want it to end in a traditional TNA of Jeff Jarrett, 45 people running in, and then, oh wow, the match is over?
No, but we get the typical Vince Russo screw job, so.
Or we could have got a drunk Sting.
Or there Ooh. Was...
That would be funny.
Or there was at least one roll up attempted in the match.
At least.
How many corner clotheslines?
I lost count after a while. If you were in a drinking game, you would have been bombed by about the third match.
There's something for us next time, Spug.
Yeah, instead of Michael Cole bingo on Raw, you could have the TNA drinking game.
Take a shot every time there's a corner clothesline and a roll-up.
No, dude, I'll be hammered by the end of the first match.
I guarantee you guys wouldn't make it to the end of the show. You'd be looking for the nearest bucket to vomit in and going, we ain't doing WTR, we need to go pass out.
I show up to WTR drunk.
I'm sure you've shown up to other programs inebriated and were very entertaining from what I've been told. I mentioned the Battle of the A-Holes and, yeah, Rock, I said asshole online, so yeah, I said it on the air. Yay, asshole. Did anybody hate this match between Bully Ray and Anderson, or was it, like I said, you thought it was going to be a car wreck and it turned out to be pretty decent?
I was going potty.
Ah, that was your bathroom break match. Interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad match. I wasn't looking forward to it whatsoever. I guess the fact that it wasn't horrific, I'll give it some credit. But really, was this a pay-per-view or Impact? this entire pay. If I had actually paid for it, I'd be kind of pissed right now.
Hey, listen. TNA's just got it backwards. They put all their pay-per-view quality matches on Impact and then put the spoilers out 3 weeks ahead of time. And then they put the Impact on pay-per-view.
Interesting concept.
It's an excellent business model. You should try it.
Absolutely, since they're having a fire sale, I'm sure at some point maybe we can get on the roster.
Oh my god! Continue.
No, I mean, overall, as Kevin said, I gotta give this pay-per-view a middle grade. It's just going like
a middle finger.
Oh, if you wanted to. Oh dear lord, that's just wrong. Sorry, they're sharing some funny motivational posters in our production chat, and that one was just wow. So we move forward. I'll ask Kevin and Spug this, being that they live in the United States. Either one of you object to this No Surrender pay-per-view being on September 11th and the 10th anniversary of the tragedy in New York and Pennsylvania and Washington? Do you think, is this wrong, or it's 10 years away, so what?
I think it's going to get buried by the NFL.
I'll come down on that one.
I think it's going to get buried by the NFL. So I don't see a... I guess I don't see the problem with it. Although I don't see, you know, why you couldn't move the pay-per-view a week off.
No, and you can't do it on the 18th. Night of Champions and Buffalo's already there. You could have done it the week before, and as you've said, they've already filmed TV last night. They're doing a TV tonight. They've done it shorter here. Oh, they are doing 3 weeks worth. Goody. Hopefully nobody gets injured.
Why is it when I type in stereotype demotivational, the majority of the ones that pop up are about Asians?
Well, and Rock brings up a good point. It's a little hard to schedule September as we probably have the NAACP and other endeavors getting ready to sue us here. Obviously, the week before the 9/11 date is Labor Day weekend, so now, okay, do I put a pay-per-view there? Why not just do something and, you know, stretch TV out? You could have gone the 25th for all I care. I mean, not many seem to care, because if you look at the TNA ratings, they're going, oh yeah, they're still on the air.
I think a part of me, especially being a New Yorker, the title of No Surrender, the fake Captain America ripoff logo, the fact that it's September 11th, yeah, it's a little bit of a, you know, kind of touching the raw nerve thing. At the same time, I totally expect them to come out and do one of the most outlandish opening segments that's supposed to be a tribute, but just comes off incredibly awkward, which I'm actually looking forward to see that.
Well, you never know what David Sahadi and Kevin Sullivan, not the wrestler, we're going to do. They are the creative minds behind all those vignettes and everything. There it is, September 11th is No Surrender. Don't forget the 18th is the WWE Night of Champions, so that sets up your September wrestling. I believe it's also the 24th is the debut of ROH on Sinclair Television, which I know Kevin won't be able to see. I will. But we did find out the last couple days our friend Jay Lethal has signed with Ring of Honor, so he will most likely be a part of that TV endeavor. And we congratulate him on that. I hope it works out for him and works for everyone involved there. Did also find out from the folks at FIP that it is official. The 2011 Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup will be taking place October 7th and 8th. With venues to be determined. If they follow their typical venues, most likely it'll be Brooksville National Guard Armory for the Friday night event and Crystal River National Guard Armory on the 8th. Tickets not even set up yet, but I believe you can go to FIP's Facebook page and check that out. WSU had a double TV taping event this past weekend. And had what I believe they're touting on their website as the longest match in women's wrestling, that we had heavyweight, I don't want to call it heavyweight champion, I apologize on that one, but we had WSU champion Mercedes Martinez defend the championship and ended up wrestling Lexus of the Boston Shore in a 73-minute long match. It went the time limit and then extended out to the 73 minutes. It appears Primetime Amy Lee is going to be retiring from the business. She was defeated during taping number one by Brittany Savage and announced that she will not be competing anymore. However, in the second taping, which will be available on WSUWrestling.com, found out that she will end up being the commissioner in WSU, so that's going to be pretty cool.
Speaking of WSU, Jessica Havoc works for MCW,
mm-hmm.
and lives here in Ohio. And speaking to her after the Thursday show, she said if we wanted to pre-tape
mm-hmm.
with her, she has no problem with that. She felt bad because the couple of times she was supposed to be on, she legitimately did get called into work.
Oh, and I totally believed her. I knew that she worked for a vet office and felt bad that she had to disappear. And she actually had her match in the second taping, ended up going to a no contest with Alicia. And I'm going to probably tomorrow, the next day, finally sit down and watch Uncensored Rumble 4, the DVD they had match.
Which I still haven't got my copy of yet.
Oh, we'll contact Sean and we'll find out what's going on there. Their next event, they're going to have two I pay-per-views that have already been announced. One is going to be November 19th. The next one is already set for March the 3rd. Amy Lee announced in her new role as commissioner that there will be a six-woman tag. It was signed. It's going to be the first ever women's War Games match. That will most likely feature the Midwest Militia, which is Jessica Havoc, Sassy Stephanie, and Allison Kay. I believe taking on a very interesting trio of people, and that would be Alicia, Mercedes Martinez, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, Brittany Savage is going to team up with those ladies. And if you follow WSU Wrestling, me saying that and Mercedes Martinez and her being on the same side of things, that is some scary stuff. I'm actually going to be a part of a podcast event, not a radio show like we do here on Tuesday nights, and not like these gentlemen do on Sundays and on Wednesday. And that is going to be involved with wrestling, the history of WWE website. Our friend Graham Cawthon is involved with that one. Jackie Feist, who was involved here on our show a couple weeks back. Teddy Prentice is going to be a part of it. It's going to debut this Thursday on the history of WWE.com. Spug may be joining us for the Night of Champions event. We'll see what happens as things go along there. So I believe you may be. Jackie was going to try to have a conversation with you about it in the near future.
Oh, okay.
I said maybe. I didn't say you were locked in. You can listen to it on Sunday the 14th while you're getting ready for the pay-per-view, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're like me on the East Coast, you can go to the history of WWE.com at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. They will run down the pay-per-view and other endeavors there. Let me just find out time it's going to be on Thursday night because some folks may be watching Impact going, this commentary stinks. Hey, I want to go to a website and check something out. That'll be cool. I'm actually featured in a video if you go to my Facebook page. Jackie cut these interesting promos with some stuff from, I believe it was from Raw versus SmackDown 2011. Where I have a character that's cutting a promo in the ring, and then the Undertaker comes to get me. And I'm doing this promo Saturday while watching bits and pieces of UFC, and all of a sudden it's just like, hey, I'm getting, wait, where'd I go? I'm just waiting for Jackie to chime in here with me. Neither one of you watched UFC 133, and after watching all of the show, I understood why. However, I am intrigued by a gentleman. I believe his last name is Belfort.
Vitor Belfort. Right?
He was definitely interesting and entertaining to watch on that event.
He's badass.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, we've had Kevin on, and it's been months since Kevin's been here.
Go ahead, get your groove on with him. We still got a few minutes.
He's sitting Shiva in the corner being you know what, I'm not even going to go there.
I know you're going there.
What? I was so going to go there, but I'm like, better not.
You're showing restraint. That's not maturity.
Maturity and my name should not belong in the same sentence, good sir.
Yeah, I've had some things going on in my private life, which hasn't gone really well. I'll say that.
That's for OTL on Wednesday night.
Yeah. Oh no, nothing that awesome. We're building up to that, so that'll be a future episode.
Oh, speaking of OTL awesome, I have a video for you to watch if you can find it.
God, what is it?
Is this safe for public consumption?
Oh. Sure, if they're over the age of 18.
Oh, goody. Explain your video then, sir.
It's a little Brazilian girl.
Oh, God.
And we know what they like to do in Brazil with, say, horses.
Everybody put down your beverages right now before we end up spitting them across the room.
So, the producers of this movie took the horse and had a mold made of the horse.
Okay.
Hold on, it gets better.
Oh God, I hope not.
The movie is this little Brazilian girl getting DP'd by the actual horse and the copy of the horse.
And there goes Kevin.
I'm there goes, you.
There goes Kevin. He makes a return and has to come back to hear all that fun wow. stuff. So children, if you're listening going, hey Alan, what the heck was all that about? You need to tune in Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern for OTL.
No, go ask mommy and daddy what DP means.
Not just DDP, the actual DP.
Hold on a second. How am I supposed to Google that?
If you Google it, it'll send you to a bunch of weird sites that'll give
I
you
imagine
a,
so.
That'll give you a shit. Yeah, it'll give you a shit ton of worms and computer viruses. I do believe I have it somewhere on a flash drive. I'll get a hold of you on Facebook.
I don't know how that's geek talk, but, you know.
I don't know. Involves it was, earworms. So.
It was fantastic viewing. She at one point let out a girl.
Okay.
You're gonna ruin it for me.
No. She don't ruin it. Hold on. I'm not going into detail. She at one point let out this moaning gurgle that I've only heard come from a jar of Vaseline when I stuck my fingers into it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just way too much.
If you survive, wow. If you survive this, tune into Otaku Talk Live tomorrow night, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
and then CB Radio on Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern Time. Is that how you want to move things along, Alan?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
There you go. And Russell Talk Radio on Sunday.
Yeah. Was this past Saturday the MTV 30 stuff, or was that? Did I miss it?
We did a little bit of that on Saturday night, midnight-ish. We played some songs and talked some MTV, and that MTV owns you if you join the real world. We talked about that, too.
Definitely interesting. This Sunday night, as mentioned, is SummerSlam, so Russ Talk Radio will be at 11 o'clock Eastern. You can show up at 10, but all you're going to hear is static. Definitely check the archives for this past Sunday night's interview with Devin Nicholson, the gentleman we talked about last week, who's involved in some legal matters with WWE Hall of Famer Abdullah the Butcher. And next Tuesday night, yeah. We're happy Rikishi was here. We unfortunately did not have the Necro Butcher, but hey, these things happen in live radio.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, no trees were hurt during this show. It's because I think you found the video.
And Kevin's still laughing. That's great.
I can't say what I just found, but I just found something similar, and this is horrible.
Okay, save it for off the air.
I can't right now.
Save it for off the air. Next Tuesday night, as I mentioned, 9 o'clock Eastern, the Evil Effin' Show, Jerry Lynn is going to be here with us. After he joins us, Maria Kanellis had so much fun with us, she decided to come back. Actually, it was Mace saying to her, hey, would you like to come back to our show? And she said, yes, excellent. So she will be with us. In the next couple weeks, we will be having hopefully former WWE superstar, the Masterpiece, Chris Masters. There'll be some other stuff working in the ways there. So you can check us out at allinworldofwrestling.com. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have, I don't even know what else we've got out there. If you were listening to this show and you're like, dude, in podcast, you're going, dude, I want to listen to you live, but I was working. There is an app, I believe, you can get for your Android phone, Rock? Is this true?
It's very true, and you can go to... This is where we're loading up the website. It is wildtalkradio.mobapp.at. And download the app for your phone and check it out.
There you have it. So don't forget, kids, next Tuesday night, Jerry Lynn will be here. Maria Kanellis will be here. Thanks to Rikishi for stopping by. Lakeisha Oliver for being here. Marcus Stroyas. Kevin Scott. Spug. Mace. There were no trees falling in this show. There will be no lumber being used here. I don't care if you're having showdowns on other nights. I'm Alan Wojcik, and I'm better than you, bitch. Have a good night.
For the dough, 5 for the hoe, 6, 7, 8 for death row. Mad niggas about to feel the full effect of intellect.
WildTalkRadio.com.